To go, Mr. Woolery, you had some comments.
Yeah, I have some comments and maybe a way we can kind of move this forward.
Would you please?
As well. You know, I started this, looking into this at, I can't remember, was it October meeting? And my concern was the pension liability as it grows, because now it's on the county's financial statements. And as we were going through the CAFR process in December, you know, we added approximately $500 million to the pension liability for the June 16th fiscal year. And even though I look at this as a very small risk, and it does have some negative impact because of the investment risk issues that are raised, that's why I was bringing this up. And I think the bigger issue, and it's one I think I'd like us to address in any motion we make on this, is that we kind of lay down the stake for the board to give them some ideas of what we've been discussing here. And part of it is that, you know, we wouldn't support any long-term POBs, which we haven't in the past. The last one was, I think, in 1994 after the bankruptcy. But just, you know, we should make that known. The other thing is, you know, I see this as one-time money, but I could also see it used as kind of a bridge financing. We had some issues with the VLF funding as well. And I think that's coming up in the next 2 or 3 years. We'll be kind of out from under that cloud, and that will free up some revenue. And with that in mind, I would like us to start working now, because we have that 2 or 3 year, to work on some sort of funding plan to really work on the pension liability, so that that doesn't keep growing by $500 million a year. And you know, part of this, and I saw this over the Christmas holiday, there was I don't know if anybody saw this, but on Fox Business, there was a town in somewhere in Central California, a really small town. And it's not an apples-to-apples comparison to ours, but it's just, I think, a precursor of problems to come if we're not careful. And that is, the members there were in CalPERS, and they got their pensions cut by 60%. I wouldn't want to see that happen to any, you know, employees here. And so that way, we need to figure out some sort of rapid payment or funding plan to the pension liability. But that'll take time. We need to get the actuarial studies in place, partly because we want to make sure the federal and state pay the grants and they make their fair share into that pension liability. If we just do it without doing the actuarial studies, there's a risk of loss of getting that federal money to make those payments. So with that in mind, I think I'd like us to make a big, strong statement about these items with whatever we decide today. If we can't get through the legal issues, I might ask that, you know, maybe we can bifurcate and just give the board the information on both issues and let them make that decision, since they're the policy-making board of the county, and it would be up to them ultimately to deal with any of the legal issues. We can advise them on it, but at some point, I think we have to kind of kick it to the folks upstairs from us to deal with. So
absolutely, but what I want to point out is there is no motion on the floor.
Right.
Do you have a motion?
Well, I would make a motion that we would create, you know, we would approve based on these items needing to be taken place, and that, you know, we would give them this as a bridge for a 3 or 4 year, you know, to help create the, you know, the budget, because moving the county budget is like turning a ocean liner. If you do it too quick, you know, you have other problems. So to kind of give them a heads up that we would put kind of a finite on this, and we would be reviewing this. I think another thing that came up during this process that we need to make sure and put into this is, I don't feel we got all the information on last year's actual results.
We did.
Which would have been helpful in our decision-making process. So I think that needs to be addressed as well in this process.
I think the only motion we can make, though, that has been publicized is whether or not we approve the pension obligation. This was a study session. Let's look at our meeting notes. Exactly. Because we are limited to that.
A study session and a special meeting of the Public Financing Advisory Committee.
Yeah, there's...
What did we have on that?
That's what does that mean? That means there is no motion to approve. that's all you, you...
Then on number four, there's the study session, and it talks about the presentations, and then below that it says approve the issuance of taxable pension obligation bonds series 2017A right in an amount not to exceed $400 million.
Yeah. Okay, let me see.
It's the last sentence.
Let me see, sweetie. No, that's the minutes.
Right here.
Oh, here. Yeah, all that's before is either an up or a down vote.
I think I could make a statement publicly that says that as a CEO, I definitely support the points that Mr. Woolley has brought forward in terms of our need to look at options for how we can accelerate our UAL pay down. So that's a commitment that from myself and my staff that we would work closely with our board, and we would research that and look for options to address that in the near term. In fact, my direction to staff would be that we would want to incorporate that into the 2017 financial planning calendar, which is December of 2017. So that really gives us less than a year to come up with and work with OSERS and Siegel, their actuary, to develop options that our board can consider on how we might accelerate these pension payments. So that's a commitment that I'm willing to make. I would encourage our PFAC members to support the recommendation on the pension prepayment. I think that the issues that you've raised are valid, and they need to be reviewed closely with our board and bond council. And I'm happy to take that message to our board that you have concerns, at least many of the members have concerns, related to the government code section and the various restrictions on timing and issues associated with the validation. So I would represent that accurately.
Would we be able to put that in our approval process, that we approve the bond subject to?
I think as you make your motion, depending upon the way the motion is crafted, I think you can direct staff, the CEO, to take those concerns that you're giving the board advice, that this is an issue that we've identified that you need to resolve on a legal basis, and allow the board to make that decision working with county council and our bond council.
You can't, if your bylaws say that we have to say that we have followed all federal state statutes, that this is not arbitrage, that's what your motion is saying.
Yep.
And that's what it's saying. So it's an up or down vote. I'm suggesting you look at it mid-year, get all of these worked out. We don't even know the numbers from last time. We'd still have a significant savings, and we could do it right. Anybody else have any other comments? Because I know I've got to get him on a plane. Anybody want to make a motion up or down? There's no motion up or down on these bonds at this point.
Well, I have a comment. In the past, many times, we have approved these issues or bonds or financings with recommendations to the board as a recommendation. And it's not a condition to, you can't do
right.
That. That's
you
not practical.
Exactly.
That's not practical. With respect to Ms. Hughes brought up, I thought, an interesting thing in the PFAC bylaws about arbitrage, that PFAC will never approve arbitrage. And so there's a debate about whether this is an arbitrage or not an arbitrage. So I think that that should be somehow clarified. I think it's a trivial point. I think we should overlook it. I think we should go forward with this financing, but I think we should correct it, whether we change the bylaws or let the board be known. I will remind everybody, if we don't approve this, the supervisors need a 4-5 vote. So if PFAC doesn't approve it, it's a 4-5 vote to the board. So I don't know what the board's structure or what they're thinking.
And as a general rule, I don't think it's the best policy for PFAC and the board not to be together on this issue. I really see PFAC as a strong advisory body, which is what it is. What I'm asking PFAC members is to support the items, but then identify what your concerns are so that you're providing that advice and information to the board, because we spent the last 2 hours here vetting this issue and getting into great detail, and I think the board members will benefit from that. And I intend to share with them all of these concerns, as will County Council and our staff.
Can I structure a motion with a recommendation?
If I might just clarify, I thought I heard Mr. Woolery make a motion earlier. I just want to clarify if that was the case or not.
Yeah, I made a motion.
Can you repeat it, please?
I just want to make a motion that we instruct them that there are issues with the legality that they need to make sure they're comfortable with and get strong legal opinions, that we've vetted that and it's inconclusive. And that, you know, we also put in the structure that I said, that we're not going to support any long-term pension obligation bonds, that we need to see a long-term strategy to address the unfunded pension liability, which includes creating or getting OSERS to get a actuary there so we can make sure that we get the feds and states to pay their portion of that liability. And this POB, annual POB, is kind of a bridge financing, and that we would like to see it, you know, turn more into found money as opposed to something that's being put into strategic financial plans, because of it's not a solid source of financing or revenue.
So you're recommending approving it with
those conditions.
With those conditions, not conditions, but with that advice.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Discussion?
It's a difficult motion. It's a motion with a mission statement.
It's also a mission statement on things we haven't even talked about. The long-term funding, the direction to the board that we do this. Recommendations are one thing, but for us, we're not the policy-making board. Mr. Hammond reminds me of that all the time. That we're here to look at the financing before it. That's why I gave you the things that particularly we're to look at the legality, we're to look at whether it's arbitrage, which by the way has its own paragraph and own subsection. So it is very important. And this was not a resolution that was pulled out of the hat. It was because we had a consent decree with the SEC because we went bankrupt. And we went bankrupt because we were engaging in financing that it was all great until it wasn't great. We lost $9 million last year. Okay. So with that, you've got a motion with five subparts. Mr. Woolery, I want to support you in every way you can, but I don't think that motion can pass because you're giving the direction as part of the financing. That's not
what
you do.
I think I would say that is you're giving advice, and this is an advisory body, and the board may choose to accept that advice and recommendation or not. By the very fact that I see many of the chief of staffs and executive assistants for other board offices attend this special meeting tells me that they're all paying attention.
Oh, they want to make sure there's follow-up with this.
Absolutely.
They are paying attention.
So that is wonderful. So the process is working. Yeah. This is the purpose of PFAC.
Mm-hmm. Is it too late to make a motion on my own?
Well,
I think we have to
vote on that. Okay.
You
have to vote
on
the motion. Do you want to amend?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I'm going to do a roll call vote, obviously.
I just want to bring up, just in preparation for this meeting, just looking at the bylaws, I noticed that on the roll call, if there's a roll call request, that it is the roll call is taken by our clerk, okay, and it's in alphabetical order with the chair, the last vote. So
okay.
I'll call on Sarah Rangel to take a roll call.
Thank you for doing that.
Just thought I'd refresh.
With Treasurer Friedenrich being abstained from this vote, I'll go on to Member Groner.
Can we get, I'm sorry, before Aye. You vote, can you be succinct on that motion? Because we've gone back and forth on it. Woolery?
Let's go.
Want me to pass him that piece of paper? That was very well thought.
Yeah. Oh, he together. Wrote it down.
Is this with you?
Should we just read it?
Yeah.
You.
We will never support any long-term POBs. Two, a long-term strategy to pay down the unfunded pension liability. An actuarial study should be made. A, the strategy needs to be part of the strategic financial plan. B, the strategy makes sure that all federal and state grants are paying their share of the unfunded pension liability. C, the POB should be a form of bridge financing to get us to the plan, which should be addressed within the next 3 years. The PFAC needs to get the actual results of previous year's POB as part of the consideration of any future POBs. There is an assessment, and I'm sorry, there's an investment risk associated with the POBs that is associated with the market timing of the bonds and when they're invested. That's a pretty complex motion.
And it uses the word never. I never use never.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, you were going to vote.
Do you want to amend the never?
Yeah.
I'm open. I take that as a friendly amendment.
I just think it's too complex.
It is kind of complicated.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really speak to my chief concern. Mm-hmm. They won't like my chief concern. I would support any motion that says subject to the Board of Supervisors override of the arbitrage provision or restriction. They'll love that.
I didn't understand.
You want to take that as a friendly amendment? Yeah. Take out never?
Yeah, I'll take out never.
How about the arbitrage?
It's not a technical term, and we've got bond counsel and county counsel here if there's a concern about whether this is arbitrage or not.
I think we have a definition.
Well, I have a definition of it. Everybody can see.
What is it?
This is the dictionary definition of arbitrage, the simultaneous purchase and sale of an asset to profit from the difference in price, which I believe defines what we're doing.
Well, but we had last meeting from ORIC a clarification on arbitrage. There's statutory definitions, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that correct? It has to do with taxable bonds and non-taxable bonds, and there's a distinction there, statutorily. Am I correct about that?
Well, generally in the municipal finance world, arbitrage is used in connection with a tax-exempt financing. And it's a term used by the IRS. Has to do with if your bonds remain tax exempt, if you are arbitraging, meaning investing them at a rate higher than the tax exempt rate, complicated rules for rebating the money to the federal government. But all of that to say, it's generally associated with a tax exempt financing. But this is not.
This is a
taxable bond issue.
Right.
But the definition of arbitrage still stands. Arbitrage is the simultaneous purchase and sale of an asset to profit from a difference in the price.
Is that the definition you're reading from the policies?
From a dictionary, Webster's.
But this isn't simultaneous.
This is nothing to do with that.
Well, it's also, this is a policy in the context of municipal tax-exempt borrowings. So I would say you can certainly argue that whatever general definition there is of arbitrage, this is referring to the more specific example of what I said, tax-exempt borrowing, where you do it for the purpose of investing at a higher interest rate. But it's tax-exempt borrowings generally.
So this is a taxable issue.
And this is a taxable bond.
And in the first few years of my career in the county, I spent years on microfiche doing arbitrage rebate calculations. So the concern is that you're issuing tax-exempt debt and then flooding the market with this cash, and you're trying to generate net positive revenue from it. Here we have a bill from OSERS, and it says if you pay it on this date, this is the amount that you owe. So, and it's not simultaneous, so I do not see this as an arbitrage, but I do rely on councils.
Do we have a motion?
So, I show there's an amended motion to strike the word never. So, Mr. Woolery has agreed to that motion, and so...
You added arbitrage?
The second was Mr. Hammond. Do you agree to the amended motion
yes.
to strike the word never? And
yes.
then
yes.
and then we had a yes from Mr. Groner. Do you agree to with the stricken word of never?
Yes.
And then I think we're continue with the roll call.
Rodecker has.
Well, wait.
I think
no,
it's
the we will never, if you take out never, it says we will support any long-term POBs. Oh, so I don't think you want to do that.
Yeah.
I think what you want to say
is we will not.
How do we?
We will not.
We will not. Otherwise, it says we will support.
Yeah, we will not. And this is, I do agree that this has arbitrage-like issues to it. So, I mean, if we have some way to put that in there.
Well, I made a suggestion that it's subject to them overriding the arbitrage restriction.
So that they have to consider whether it's arbitrage.
Well, maybe the solution to this is if in compliance with all statutory laws.
Which is why you should put in there arbitrage.
And if they're okay with that, then that's fine.
Wait a second. Our council's told us it's not arbitrage. So where are we coming up with that there's arbitrage?
Council told us that it's generally arbitrage under a set of statutes that deal with tax-exempt financing.
That's right.
That's all he said.
Just put it as long
he
as
he did not say that this was not an arbitrage proceeding.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to put in arbitrage, say we will only do arbitrage in compliance with the statutes and the law.
We can't do arbitrage.
We can't have them override the bylaws of the.
That's the issue.
Commission and this transaction is not arbitrage.
Well,
I don't understand why this transaction is arbitrage.
Mr. Tom Hammond, you stated on the record it was good arbitrage, quote unquote, and I had you repeat it so that the minutes got that. You called it good arbitrage.
You're digging.
That would imply every financing where you're prepaying something to buy something else is a form of arbitrage.
That's how we got.
Right, whether you're buying goods or you're financing a liability. By that, the extension of that logic, every time that you're borrowing money to pay for something that you have a liability to pay in the future would be an example of arbitrage, which it patently isn't. This has nothing to do with arbitrage. It isn't in the narrow sense of borrowing tax exempt to invest at a higher yield, or even in the larger sense of simultaneously buying two securities that have different values. It has nothing to do with arbitrage. I think it's a massive distraction.
All he's saying is they should consider it.
I don't think we should be asking the motion I thought was very thoughtful, very well reasoned and articulated. I think to ask the supervisors to override this as part of a motion that's along the lines of advice doesn't seem to me to be appropriate. I thought that the motion with the amendment.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I tend to err on the side.
Why don't we vote on it? Why don't we vote on it instead of and see where it is, and then okay. We can maybe come up with a different motion.
Actually, that's a great idea. Yeah, I think we were in the middle of a roll call.
Yeah, so I'll let our clerk, Sarah Rangel, continue with the roll call.
Okay, Mr. Hammond?
Yes.
Moore?
No.
Rodecker?
No.
Mr. Woolery?
Yes.
And Chair Hughes?
No.
Done.
Okay. Is there another motion before we wrap this up?
Mr. Rodecker, will you change your vote if we put in something about arbitrage?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Make a proposal.
I did.
Make it again, please.
The previous motion with the added language that the supervisors override the arbitrage provision. Now, if they choose to interpret this as not arbitrage, it's irrelevant, mm-hmm. right?
So would you change the language to say, consider whether this is an arbitrage with respect to their intent when they wrote?
I don't think they can do that.
And approve the bylaws?
I think it's starting to get it's a little gray when you're going yeah. there. My concern is one of seven is, regardless of the other opinions, that this is arbitrage, that there are risks associated with this, and this is one of the principal purposes of our committee, is to observe this. If they want to vote on it and pass it, that's their prerogative, but I think at a minimum, we should say this is how we see or interpret or are concerned about this.
Well, if I may say, we have been told by our staff that the Board of Supervisors, even if we do the vote we did, can consider this without us.
Right. That's right.
That's where it leaves us right now, is where they consider it without us. They take our comments, and then they will have to independently take the comments, and Mr. Kim's going to present all of these.
Absolutely.
In fact, to the Board of Supervisors, and they will make an independent observation, and that's what they're going to have to do.
So,
actually
attempting to try to get a positive vote on this issue. Mr. Rodecker, if you could amend, would you be willing to amend your motion so that you made this recommendation to the board subject to them finding that this transaction is not arbitrage? Would that be acceptable?
I think our council needs to tell us something first.
That was one option, or you could say that they find that the issuance is consistent with Section 3 of the policies and procedures. So they would make essentially the finding that it's not being issued for the primary purpose for arbitrage. Okay. I'd also like to mention, just to note, that the board did ask that if PFAC did not support the recommendation that a report be presented and someone present themselves at the board meeting on Tuesday to explain the position of PFAC.
Yes, we.
Okay.
Some of us have been asked.
Oh, okay. So an actual report, a written report and an oral presentation.
Well, the written report would be the minutes. The oral report would be a PFAC member.
No, I'm afraid Supervisor Spitzer asked specifically for a written report with detailed findings as to why they did not support the recommended action.
Well, I think that we haven't heard back from Mr. Rodiker. I think
I think I can answer that. So I will amend it to be subject to the Board of Supervisors overriding the arbitrage restriction if applicable.
Thank you.
Fair enough?
And the override, the arbitrage provision doesn't say in the nature of. It is very clear. It says no arbitrage,
right,
whatever the language
right
is mm-hmm from the PFAC rules.
But there you have my motion.
All for the vote?
Another roll call.
I need a second.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Sarah, do you want to okay do the roll call?
Groner?
No.
Hammond?
Yes.
We're back to three. Moore?
Yes.
Rodiker?
Yes.
Woolery?
Yes.
Chair Hughes?
No.
You got it.
So that's a 3-2 yes.
No, there's six votes.
Four. 4-2. Sorry
four
about
two,
that.
Right?
4-2.
I should leave that to the clerk. Sarah, can you confirm what that vote total is?
It is 4-2.
And the outcome? Is it approval?
It is approved.
All right. That leaves us to the next item, which is the election of the next chair, thank goodness. Or do you want to put it off at the next
we
meeting?
At the pleasure of your committee.
How long will it take? Can we do it in 5 minutes?
Just a minute. Can I discuss my memo?
You know, I'm not going to be chair next time. I know what you're doing.
No,
but why don't
we
do
system
it?
System.
Why don't we
system
do it?
We
then we need to talk about that. He
really would like to leave. And this, I don't see any reason why I can't wait till the next meeting.
If it's the pleasure of the committee, if you'd like to move to continue it to the next meeting.
The last two times it's been in March.
So we'll agendize it for the next meeting?
Yeah, but it was still the first meeting.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, that's fine.
Yeah. All right, any further comments from the public? Comments from the board?
I just had a question on the financing, the costs that you estimated in the financing. I noticed there were additional memos that were prepared by council. Is all included in the financing cost?
Always at the one.
Indeed.
You mean additional analysis?
Yeah, I mean, that's all.
Yes.
That bid's not going up, it's going to
stay.
That's
correct.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
well,
you, staff.
Well, who says that financing can't be fun?
When did PFAC get so complicated? God. I guess maybe the issues are more complicated. Maybe that's what it is. All right.
Oh, can we adjourn?
Chair Hughes, I'm not sure if we actually adjourned. Could you?
Oh, motion to adjourn?
And maybe first just ask if there's any public comment.
I
missed that. I missed that.
But motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Any opposition? Don't you dare.
Well, everybody enjoy the rest of your
indeed.